Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere. Even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Christina Petsitsky from 2010. It's coming up right after this.
I used to have a corporate job, but I figured, why should I have a job that pays $200 a day when I could be a comedian and make that in a week?
Come on.
All right.
There we go.
I like going to job interviews. They're the worst interviews. Greg, before we get started, would you like something to drink? No, thanks. Had a few beers before I came in. Have any experience? I don't even have an appointment. They always ask you questions where they try to make you sabotage yourself. Have you noticed that? They're like, so tell us, where do you think you could use improvement? As if you're going to say, well, I am seething with hostility. I've got a debilitating character flaw. I cannot stop throwing staple guns. Does this look like ringworm to you? You know. Tell us about yourself. Well, I've got pink eye and my foot's asleep. Got matching silverware for the plate in my head. I think I can fly. I collect ointment. What can you bring to our company? Head lice. When do you see yourself in 5 years? Next to you in the dumpster behind the airport. Where do I start? How do you like my weight?
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
Before we move on. Oh, I should introduce our guest. She is comedian Christina Petsitsky. Hey, Christina, how are you?
Hi, great. Thanks for having me back.
Nice to see you again. How's your husband? We haven't seen him. So, you know, you've been here twice. We haven't seen Tom.
I know. He's busy.
Your husband is comedian Tom Segura. Yeah. I have Tom's new album in my hand.
So I thought it was a Michael Jackson
great?
Album.
Are you kidding me?
It looks just like the Michael Jackson
ever?
Thriller album.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Very funny. We have said this before. Your husband looks like a young, handsome Victor Buono.
Yes.
The King Tut from Batman.
We never use the word handsome.
Well, since she's here, I have.
Well, I know. We said a young
he's a very nice guy.
Porno.
But he's got a new album out, right?
Just yeah, it's yesterday. Fantastic. It's called Thrilled. And what we wanted to do originally, you know, Jay Moore's wife, Nikki Cox, we were talking to her about possible names for an album. And she's like, you should call it Thriller 2.
Thriller 2.
And I was like, you would sell a million copies.
Mm-hmm.
But we decided the Jackson Estate probably wouldn't be cool with that.
Yeah, probably not.
So it's called Thrilled, and it looks like the Thriller album.
Yes,
it's very
it does.
Funny.
With a tiger on his leg and everything
it's
on
very
the
funny.
Inside, which is
a little tiny tiger. There
yes.
you go.
So funny.
Very funny.
You can
very
download
nice.
It on iTunes.
Very nice.
Okay.
Now, Christina, before we get back to the action, we had a news story yesterday about an alleged phenomenon. The man-gagement ring.
Have you heard of that?
Christy, you want to run this by him?
Are you kidding me?
No.
The kids these days, you know.
I guess.
A lot of women feel empowered enough that they go out and buy a man a ring and propose.
Negative.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
So
yes.
Wait, so the woman
but it's also,
buys...
didn't you say it's also something that they buy together?
Together, yes.
When you go out shopping for her engagement ring.
Right.
She feels...
And I was speculating, because the man is supposed to spend, is it 2 months' salary?
Three times.
Three. 3 months'
two
salary
three.
On the engagement ring.
So the woman, now the roles have reversed, and she's going to buy him, and she proposes to him
yes.
as well?
Some are
we're not
some,
sure.
Some can propose.
Some are doing that.
Did your husband propose to you, or did you...
Yes. It was very... Here's the thing. He'll be very upset for me telling you this, but it was not very romantic. It was in our living room at like 11 o'clock at night.
So you're already living. You're already living together.
Ensign.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, come here, come here. And I thought he was going to fart. So I was like, I'm not coming over there. He's going to fart. And then he got down on one knee in our living room and proposed. And I was like, that's it? That he's like, oh, this ring, I've had it for weeks. It's burning a hole in my pocket. I had to do it. I know. And I feel like a turd for complaining about it.
But you also feel like you got ripped off?
Yeah, I kind of want to take over.
Did he rip one after that?
Just to make it special. Just to make it special. He lit it.
Just for that special moment.
She won't forget
that. Wow.
No, yeah. Never forget that.
Pyrotechnics. All right. Hey,
Christina.
Us comedians.
Christina,
bang, bang.
Never tell that story to anyone.
Yeah, thank you. Everyone knows.
I have a letter about this.
No.
Dear Bob and Tom, this is a letter from Boise, Idaho. Does the engagement ring go in the guy's nose? That way she can just start leading him around.
Wow.
Okay. Somebody's angry.
I'm not sure. I'm still a little confused on how the whole thing works.
Me too.
I'm not sure if it's the woman asked the guy or do they buy it together.
I think you can do either one. I don't think that there's any set rule, but I do think that there are some women who are now asking men and they show up with a ring.
I wonder if there's more denials or turning down when a woman asks.
I don't know. I think it ruins the whole structure of everything. Like, men are the hunters, right? And we're supposed to be courted. Like, I don't know. I like being courted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
How long were you courted?
Well, we courted for like three years.
Oh, that's
years.
A long time.
Really?
And then
so I'm guessing he used what? The primary weapon? A lot of booze? I'm just guessing.
No, wait, you missed
a lot of
wait
a minute. Did you say you gave him the ultimatum?
I
did.
Here's the thing, and I think.
that sounds like a backhanded proposal.
A left-handed compliment, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think it's BS when women are like, and then he proposed out of the blue. Because women do. Like, don't we lay down the law? You kind of push it. You give hints. Mm-hmm. Insinuation, and I was like, are we gonna do this or what? I gotta lock you down, Victor Buono.
Uh-huh. See, you and even noticed him.
We're not the only ones that picked up on his resemblance to Mr. Buono.
That's right.
Who, by the way, a very fine actor. I want to make that clear.
Is he still alive?
No,
he is
no,
not.
He,
he's very
no,
dead.
No, he's not.
No, he was. Sorry. He was beaten by the weight.
Again, if you are wondering who we're talking about, Victor Buono. He was
King Tut.
King Tut on the Batman
King Tut
series.
And Batman.
TV's Batman TV.
And I'm sure a number of great movies, but I think that's what he's best known for.
Lots of great movies.
One of the Joan Crawford, the Baby Jane, or one of those.
Yeah. In any event,
a lot of guys. I'm changing the subject. A lot of guys don't even like to wear rings, do they?
Well, you know what? That's, in my opinion, a very, very lame excuse.
I agree.
Well, mm-hmm.
Now, I notice, is your man, I think I saw him.
He wears
he
it.
On the album cover.
He
okay.
wears. On the road.
Can you see it on the album cover, Tom?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Now that you mention it, the other day he was like, you know, sweetie, one comic told me that it's kind of distracting to have a ring on stage.
Oh, God.
And I was like, oh, really? Who told you that?
A Greg Hahn?
A divorced comedian, maybe?
No, I don't think I don't think it's a divorced comedian.
No,
I think it's one cheating on his wife.
Yeah. Big time.
Oh, sorry, God.
Say that.
Way to throw Greg Hahn into this for no
That's
reason.
It's actually very funny.
Guy code violation.
Sure. Oh, I mean, we know there's a reason. But
I'm not mentioning any names, but recently I saw a guy slipping his wedding ring on, and he turned and he goes, you did not just see that. And I'm like, what is going on? That's
that is a good question.
Man. Yeah.
Okay, well, so the marriage is going well then?
I like it a lot. I love being married, and I didn't think I would because my family's so dysfunctional, and I was terrified. But now this thing is happening. Like, the minute you get married, where everybody wants to know when you're going to have a baby.
Okay, I want to know, too.
Yeah. No, but here's the thing. Like, everybody asks you. I'm talking, like, cab drivers, Armenian carpet salesmen. Bro, when are you going to have a baby? Mm. And then I had a male manicurist ask me.
First of all, that is weird.
Right.
I've never had a male
manicurist.
Was he
Vietnamese?
He was Vietnamese.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You pick color.
Yeah, that's true.
And
okay.
He was interrogating me. Yeah. Like, when you're going to have a baby?
Mm-hmm.
When you're going to, how old are you? I'm like, I'm, 33. He's like, well, you better hurry. Maybe if you wait too long, you're going to have a retarded baby.
Oh,
like,
you're kidding me.
What?
Oh, my God. Come on now.
He goes, you better plan. I'm like, plan? you know, mean like what? So I don't become a male manicurist? What do you have? What, do you have a conference on cuticles to go to? Like, why aren't you?
I wouldn't be taking baby advice from a Vietnamese nail guy.
No. He's probably a hardworking guy. That's rough work. I know one of those guys.
Well, I don't know if he's there to be given baby advice.
No, but you've got to have conversations with these people.
No, you don't.
Yeah. No, it's personal, Tom.
It's.
Well, see, I got to explain something. Yeah. I'd never had the
pedicure,
but when I hurt my arm, I couldn't reach right. my feet with my right arm, so I had to go have my nails, my toenails cut.
Oh, that's sexy. Yep.
And
it is, isn't it?
Oh, no. Have you, his feet are like praying mantis feet. Yeah, they're kind of long and thin, and
they can wrap
sharp.
Around a branch.
Yeah. In any event, but it's you get.
He's not denying it.
You get to meet some. You get to meet some very nice people, and as it happens, I don't mean to stereotype, but it would seem that. Yeah. A large percentage of these stores are run by Vietnamese people.
Why is that? What is the
I don't know, but for whatever reason.
But they're very good
and
at
very
it.
Friendly. Mm-hmm. And I asked this one woman, I said, where's the best place to get Vietnamese food here in town? And she looks at me and she goes, my house.
Oh, I think she's coming on to you.
Oh, she was totally hitting on you.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
And
no.
You got to hook it up.
Go over there. You come to her house. Chop, chop. Let's go.
But don't you think that's a
me
really...
so horny?
You know something? I didn't say anything because I was waiting for you to say that. I know. I said if I wait long enough, if I shuffle these papers, he's going to shout out "me so horny."
Love you long time.
No, in any event,
all seen full
men. There are a significant number of Vietnamese running these nail salons. I would say it's safe to say. But so you're getting your nails done in this?
Yeah, and this male manicurist.
But see, they're I hate to stereotype, but in my experience, has been extremely friendly people.
Extremely friendly, yet
and family. They have families, and I talk to my manicure lady.
I'm the most open-minded guy you know. These people seem like regular people, human beings. Yeah. They actually have families, and
we talk about their kids, where they're going to school. That's right.
It looks like you missed a spot on my little toe.
You know, when I get a pedicure, it's like a massage. I don't want to talk. I want to relax. Yeah,
you don't want to. Wait a minute. Hang on a second. There's a period where you don't want to talk.
Of course.
I'll write this down so I can tell your boyfriend. He'll start doing your feet.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-oh. Is your boyfriend complaining? That you're
No. He's not complaining at all,
no,
to my knowledge.
No, not yet.
He's new.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. You have something in common with...
He's very, very new.
You have something in common with Christy, Christina. Christy's new boyfriend is named Tom.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No.
And your beau is named Tom. Mm-hmm. My name is Tom. So we in the room we have to distinguish between the Toms.
Toms and Tom.
I suggest that at the request of one of our listeners that I be vertical Tom and he be horizontal Tom.
And what's my Tom? Husky Tom?
Victor Buono Tom.
VB Tom.
We're not going with horizontal Tom.
We're going with good Tom and bad Tom.
My Tom. Yeah, good Tom and bad Tom.
No, you call your Tom my Tom.
Yes.
Okay.
There my Tom been, Brownsburg.
How long have you been together now?
My Tom Brownsburg.
I can't help but do that every time I do
my Tom.
For the four people who got that joke, thank you. I'm sorry. Well,
my mom
Christine.
Lives in Brownsburg. That's very fun. A month. Almost that's, 6 months.
So
it's,
oh, so that's new. Mm. That's romantic.
But she just broke the seal on it.
Yeah, we just started talking about it a couple days ago. No.
Oh, meaning, so now it's in the public.
Well, you know, when Christy may tell a story and say, Tom and I went to...
Yeah,
and everyone
confusing.
Assumes that these two have hooked up.
Yeah. But it's horizontal, Tom. But,
right.
Yeah, see, I
no,
had to make
good sure. Tom is
I'm
what
sorry,
we're calling
good Tom.
Good Tom.
I had to make sure people didn't think I was really dating him.
You're welcome.
Because we've been...
I can see why.
Because they have been joking.
We've been hinting about it for
that
some
that
time.
Happening.
We think it would be good for the show if those two bumped uglies.
Have any of us ever met this guy?
No.
Yeah, what
no.
Chick, have you met her, Tom?
No.
Don't want to.
Where is he? What
don't
he
want
do?
To.
No, I'll dodge him if he comes toward me.
Right.
Okay, well, we need
I'll feign deafness. No.
I think you'd really like him. He's a very nice guy.
Well, that's a kiss of death right there. Oh, I know you're going to like him. I never do.
That's all right. Gross. I think you're going to hate this one.
Yeah,
make
what,
his life
that's
miserable.
What Chick
well, so no, it's done. I wanted to get to a couple of quick news stories here before we move on. Did you see this about the, as you know, the World Cup, very big deal.
Oh, very yes.
Everywhere
deal.
Else, especially.
Mm-hmm. According this is to, the year soccer's taken off.
Most Germans would prefer watching their team contesting the World Cup final than having sex, according to a survey released yesterday.
Is that right?
These Germans are weird.
This is a survey for...
Germans aren't doing it right.
No, the Germans do it. They're right. They're a very sexy bunch.
Germans?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They're very up on the scale of sexual...
It's kinky stuff.
I'm just going to wait for Bob to spit out the name of the porno movie he's been watching.
Boosin.
It's not Mein Kampf, is it?
It's close to Mein Kampf. In a survey for the Reader's Digest magazine, only 5% of those questioned would prefer a night between the sheets with their loved one to over watching Germany contest the World Cup in the final.
No Tom, kidding.
It's not the Reader's Digest. You know, time was, I'd pick up the Reader's Digest and the Look magazine. That's what I do.
My favorite new thing.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Is that old-timey Tom?
Oh, yeah. That's actually today, Tom.
The Reader's Digest. Did you see the story in the Reader's Digest?
I'm reading it.
Tom's a bit stuck in the past.
I spent hours, I tell you. Hours reading.
That's a fascinating magazine, I tell you that.
I'm sorry. I was reading the text word for word from Yahoo News.
It does say the Reader's Digest.
Christy, you want to read it right there. In a survey for the Reader's Digest magazine. But I admit that does sound a little old-fashioned.
Call me old-fashioned, but...
The Look magazine. They got the Look magazine's got color pictures this week.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice looking young man there on the cover.
Tom, I hate to bust you out, but yesterday I was like, "Did you see my husband's album cover?" And Tom goes, "Yeah, yeah, he's dressed like Lionel Richie."
Well, you got to give me
it's
some.
Not Lionel Richie.
I was walking out of a meeting, and someone handed me that. Oh, wow, that's a nice cover. And I put it
is
down.
Is that Rudy Valley? I think he looks like Rudy Valley
on the cover. Rudy Valley, that newfangled Lionel Richie. You know, he's got some good
things through a big megaphone.
Sheet music. That's the way to go. Buy sheet music. Buy CDs.
I think Lionel did this first. That's all I'm saying.
What?
I was walking out of a meeting, and someone handed me this. Oh, that's a great cover. I put it down and left. And then when I talked to Christina, I said, "Oh, I saw the album. I didn't." She just did you see the cover? I said, "Yeah, it was a nice picture. It looked like Lionel Richie." Although in retrospect, he looks like a heavyset white Lionel Richie with a full beard. But by the way, I can't help but notice this. Your husband has more body hair than a gorilla. Look at that.
He's an ape. I know.
Look at this. Look at this. He's got hair spewing out his collar.
Yeah. He's a man. He's all man.
He's a grown man.
He's a grown-ass man.
He's a real man.
You like him hairy?
I like him hairy and big. I always have.
Mm-hmm. What's that all about? What does your dad look like?
Can I tell? He's skinny and European, and he looks like Richard Branson.
Oh, you remember
kind of
her dad's stories.
And a Speedo. And
wait a minute. Hold on.
Feathered hair, and he's so awesome. My dad's the best. I tell you that. He dates like 20-year-old girls.
Oh, yeah. You told us that one.
He's the best.
And he's what?
He's 63. No, he has an older girlfriend right now. This woman from Uganda, I can't believe I'm sharing this. Well, she's 34.
Uh-oh.
Which is retirement age.
For him, I see.
Mm-hmm. And she's, you know, more mature. We'll see if it lasts. I hope so.
Your father is from where?
He's from Hungary. My family's from Hungary.
Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
From communism. So, for those of us who don't remember communism, that is when Rocky fought Ivan Drago. For some of our listeners,
I don't remember.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So your dad has a feathered hair, and what does he do for a living?
So rad. He has a forklift business.
Oh, okay.
I remember that.
Yeah. I lift things.
He has his own. Most people don't know what that is, but there's a need for them.
Of course, no.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know forklift guys did that well with the ladies, but I guess.
Forklift moguls do.
If you own the company.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if you just own one, you're weird. But
they need the forklift to put his paycheck in his car.
If you own a fleet, then you're...
Because I own one.
You own a forklift?
You have a forklift?
Yeah.
Stop it. Hold
Wait a minute.
Are you kidding me?
No. You bought a forklift.
It kind of came with this other thing that I bought. Yeah, I've got a forklift.
What?
What'd you buy, a pallet?
Let's stop again. What do you buy where you get a free forklift?
A wood pallet.
Well, how are you going to lift those? You're going to need
I can lift that pallet.
Wait, you have one of those little bulldozers? You have one of those little bulldozers?
I have a forklift.
That's you have a forklift.
So yeah.
You are off the chart weird this week, man.
I'm not kidding.
I know you're not kidding.
How did it come with? What did it come with?
Did it come with a warehouse?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
We have a warehouse.
We have a Bob and Tom warehouse, sure.
And
there's a forklift over there?
Now, wait a minute. You know, you never told Chick and myself that there's a forklift that we could go over and play with.
We would go over there.
You can't play with a forklift.
I used to drive a forklift.
We'd get a couple sixers and go over there and start lifting stuff.
I used to move pallets all over the place.
It's super dangerous.
I know.
Exactly. That's why you drink it.
It's super dangerous.
I've never driven it, though. I've got it.
You haven't lived until you've driven one.
Is it a propane or gas?
It's electric.
I mean, propane or electric, sorry.
It's electric.
Yes. I used to work in my dad's shop in the summertime and have to, like, answer those kind of questions, pallet jacks and whatnot.
Yeah, it's super dangerous. You got to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Forklift? Oh, yeah. It's got these big, big metal prongs in the front.
It's not super dangerous.
Well, they are. But if you run over someone's foot, it's a goner. If you stab someone with one of your forks, you're a goner.
And you're picking up stuff that you don't want to. It's just
you can knock stuff over like
you've got to go.
There's
a ramp you've got to go up and down. It's real tricky.
Oh, man.
I've been thinking of selling it actually.
How much you gonna let that go for?
Bob wants a forklift.
Hell, I'll drive a forklift around.
You want one for your house?
Well, I can't, you know, it's... we live in a ranch.
Yeah. You got all those ramps where you can go all around the pool.
We live in a ranch.
I don't think it's wide enough.
Nothing would go wrong at a party with, can I have the keys to the forklift?
Bring down a pallet of beer.
It can't go any worse than when I tipped over in the Rascal.
You have a Rascal?
No, I do.
Why?
Bob does.
Just in case.
You know what?
So party guests can drive it when they're
drunk. I'm planning for retirement,
Christy. Sometimes Bob's friends get a little inebriated.
You know what? Sometimes
he does this. Hey,
it's very difficult to negotiate stairs when you want more beer.
Hey, Chick, you had a couple. You want to drive the Rascal? Yes.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.